We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome to the show. It's a bye week. So for the bye week, what we have lined up here tonight, we don't have the Manny Diaz show because it's a bye week. So we do have every other coach, I think. Coach Yell will be with us. Coach Meyer will be with us. Basketball season practice is underway. Coach Gondreau will be with us. Coach Barnes will be with us. You and I will talk football here momentarily. Also, Wes Durham joins us to talk about the ACC. So that's what we're going to have lined up for. I've been to basketball, and Coach L's got a full roster, and he's got a nice blend of veterans and young players. I don't know what the rest of the league looks like, but his team looks a lot better than it has the last couple of years. Healthy, playing hard, and I think they've got a chance to be very exciting. Big night tonight. You know that? I'm surprised. Is Mrs. Bailey in or out of town?
She's out of town.
Oh. Yankees and the Red Sox play tonight. I know she's a big Yankee fan.
Yeah, you better text her. Let her know. She probably knows
one-game playoff tonight at Fenway Park. Last time they faced each other in a one-game playoff was 1978. So Yankees and the Red Sox tonight. Winner moves on. Loser, that's all.
Done. One and done.
Is she going to be nervous about that? You're not going to be around, so she'll be happy. She can watch in peace.
I've never.
Since you don't watch baseball that much?
I don't watch it, and I have rarely ever seen her nervous. And then when it comes to. I will tell you that I knew the Jets were on TV on Sunday because I was at my dining room table desk doing my little work for the University of Miami, and I heard words that I normally wouldn't hear come out of
the
back.
Won.
I understand, yeah. But she's. She's critical of them, too, when they're not doing well. She loves her Jets now.
Did she love Bucky Dent?
I'm sure.
No, Bucky Dent hit the three-run homer in 1978. So that's where I'll be headed when this show is over. Go home and watch the Yankees and the Red Sox. All right, Joe Zgacki, Don Bailey Jr., ready to talk some football here on the show. Hurricanes coming off a loss to Virginia. Coming up is North Carolina. Carolina will play Florida State this weekend. Let's start with the quarterback situation. Tyler Van Dyke, he completed 51% of his passes. He had no turnovers. He was sacked four times. He's probably more of a gifted passer than perhaps De'Ara King. De'Ara King, a more dynamic player. As Coach Rick would say, he's a pocket passer. You better give him a pocket.
That's right. And that's what happened. Those four sacks, after further review, probably one of them for sure he could have helped avoid. And then the others can be scattered around a little bit. I think when you go back to the ball game, and the fact is that he told us after Central Connecticut State that the game was fast. I mean, that was one of his first comments when I interviewed him after the game. And I could see through his body language and the type of play calling that was being done that this game was really, really, really fast. And I give him a lot of credit for adapting from Central Connecticut to the first half of the Virginia game to the second half of the Virginia game, because the second half, he looked great.
Yeah, I thought he was much better. I would say this along those lines. In practice, we've seen and it's a different story. Practice, you see his arm and all that stuff. In the games, it was a small sample size. Sample size was last year a couple snaps against North Carolina, this year a couple snaps against Alabama. And I thought in those appearances, he did not flash. Mm-hmm. I thought he kind of looked like a statue.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue that.
But then Central Connecticut State, it's kind of a wash because you really don't know. Virginia, the first half, I thought kind of similar to what we had seen in the small sample size. And then as the game progressed, I thought we saw a player that was getting more comfortable. And should that be the path that Miami has to continue to go down, then do you think they have to adjust their offense at all in terms of, I know we got a lot of these RPOs, but he's kind of a drop back guy. To me, he looked comfortable when he was standing tall, bouncing on his toes, kind of like any other big, strong pocket quarterback.
Well, statistically, the first half, he was 4 of 11 for 63 yards in the first half, and 11 of 18 for 140. So if you would have had 22 of 36 for 280, if you'd taken his last half and given him two very good halves, it was a little different. Miami didn't really have a first half offensively. They didn't even have the football. I think in the first quarter, they had it 2 minutes and 15 seconds in the first quarter. And the second quarter, they had 8-10, I guess it was. So you're talking 10 and a half minutes out of the first 30. So you basically have the ball a third of the time. Not a lot of chances to get things going. I liked how he grew up in the football game. I don't want to underestimate or – that's the wrong phrase. I don't want to not give him more credit for the touchdown run.
Oh, yeah. No, I was shocked out of my shoes.
Yeah.
But he turned the corner, and I think what you found there is I wouldn't say that he lumbers. I would say he's a long strider.
Well, he's 6'5".
Right. So he's one of those players – because you look at his size and go, he might not go very far very fast. On the other hand, when he turned the corner, he gobbles up a lot of turf.
Yes, he does. That's a good way to describe it. So back to the question is, does it affect the offense? Absolutely. To think that you're going to go in there and now you have – last year you have with De'Eriq King and Coach Lashley and great numbers, what, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions – low turnover ratio, everything's going so great, some big wins, some great plays, some great runs. And unfortunately, De'Eriq gets hurt, and now he's finding his way again. Look, did very good. I don't think he did great. I think he did very good climbing his way back. And now you have a totally different dynamic at quarterback. And I see there's a difference. And the defense knows it. I mean, they made some changes in the defense that Miami hadn't seen in the first 4 games. You have to kind of change the way that you run things. We don't know, and we'll never know. De'Eriq King processed very quickly. I always got that feeling. We don't know at this stage of the game in 1 week's period, really. Actually, it wasn't 1 week. It was 5 days, period, how quick Van Dyke processes what's going on. So it's when you're in his situation, you've got to process a play, you've got to call the play, you got to process the play, you got to process the defense, then you might have to change the play. That's a lot going on for everything was the first time. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, because Virginia has a very experienced defense, very experienced defensive coordinator. So they did throw a lot at him. I thought clearly he missed Knighton on the one-wheel route, right?
Oh, no. Yes,
something
absolutely
happened on the ball, just came out awkwardly.
Well, no, it was a bad throw.
Yeah.
I mean,
he did have – he made a really nice throw. I think it was the fourth quarter, and might have gone to Harley or Rambo deep in the middle for a first down. On the other hand, I only know this piece of our location where we watched the game. I saw the corner of my eye, Knighton going down the sideline, kind of waving. He's kind of wide open.
Missed that. Yep. There's no question he missed
it. But all that being said, he really has one full game under his belt. One against a
correct,
major team.
I mean, that was a
scrimmage. And you'd probably take five or – you take – this is how I always judge where Miami is. You and I talk about this. There are probably 5 guys in the Virginia defense I'm taking on my team.
For at this moment?
For Miami.
On both sides?
Well, easily. Yeah, that's probably a different story. But on defense, Mandy Alonso, I guess Miami didn't recruit him. He maybe every time he plays against Miami, he's mad, but they have a tough time blocking him.
Yeah, well, Mandy, I think, the beauty of him, and I like him, is I think he plays Matt every snap.
Which is
what I think needs to be done. That's my vision of football, is you play the game mad. And he plays with the most effort known to mankind on every snap.
Joey Blount, who plays safety, 25, been there for 4 or 5 years, is an excellent player.
Yep.
Really a nice glue guy on their defense. Gets everybody lined up, makes a lot of plays, never turns down a tackle. Nick Jackson, middle linebacker, 240 pounds. He's a nice player. He's stoned. I
had him as my best player. That was their best player.
Your best player.
For me. I mean,
and then they got Grant, and then number one. And the secondary is a good player. Mm-hmm. So that's just on defense.
Yeah, so you go back to this with Van Dyke, and I think when you take a minute back, which I did, I dove into it on Sunday. I wanted to digest it a little bit and read about it, and then I really studied it on Sunday. When you boil this down and you go back even through our history of football, which is a very long time, at the end of the – at the final deal, it's 5 minutes and 38 seconds or 5 minutes and 30 seconds – Miami is in poor field position. You probably remember exactly where
they
started.
No, they were inside their 10.
They were, okay. So they got 90-plus yards to go, 90-plus yards to go to win the football game. 90-plus, which on the chart, it never happens, right? I mean, 90-yard drives just are non-existent. So they come out, and they drive the field. And they get to a point where Miami lined up and positioned himself in the middle of the field to win the football game.
Oh, yeah, they should have won that game.
Okay, and the kid misses the kick.
Hit the upright.
He missed the kick.
Do you remember, I'm sure there have been other drives. I'll have to ask Monroe on the pregame. I think it was Kyle Wright. His first game in Tallahassee put together the great 16-play, 90-yard drive for the win, and the snap was bad. Monroe couldn't get the snap. Was it Petty? Was the field goal kicker? I can't remember. But we botched that one, or they botched that one.
But Joe, to eat all the clock, to drain the clock, to make sure that great
zero
quarterback and that offense that was doing a pretty darn good job didn't have the football, but I'm not so sure that we didn't see Van Dyke come of age.
Well, that's what we're going to find out, because you never know.
You
never know when that magic carpet arrives, right? So we don't know.
But, I mean, would that have been the drive?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, listen, we go through this. I am a very bad loser, and I hate it and everything that goes with it. But at the end of the day, you got to take that deal. And Van Dyke,
he was pretty calm. Pretty calm going down the field.
And he wasn't rattled after his bad throws.
And he got sacked 4 times.
Wasn't rattled after that.
Yeah.
I mean, but if I'm sure Coach Lashley is building on that, and that's a lot to build on. From a 2-minute first quarter, you got the ball 2.5 minutes, to a 5-minute and 30-second drive that you put your team in a position to win the game and the kicker misses it. I think that there's a lot to build on.
Okay, quickly, we could probably spend the entire show on the defense. They're allowing too many points, 27 points a game. You got to score more points. Look, Oklahoma averages 40 points a game. They've won 13 in a row, and they stink on defense. But the problem area has been third down. You can't get off the field.
Five for 15 on third down, I believe, right? That was the offense, excuse me. The defense was what?
At some point, Virginia was 50%.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what it was for the entire game, but at one point it was 50%. Going into the game, they were allowing 42 to 43%. You got to get off the field. If you're going to score more points, you got to get the ball back to your offense.
Third down, Virginia was 9 of 18.
Yeah, you can't win
Miami that. Miami was 5 of 15.
Yeah. You're upside down.
No, you are. And I look at the missed opportunities. And was it – who was it in the end zone that dropped the – was it Kitchens?
No.
Let me pull it up here.
Well, he had the interception right in his hand.
Well, and they got a touchdown. Yeah. So to me, I look at that play and I say, is the guy in position to make the play? And he was. And he didn't. And can you call it a fluke? I don't know.
That was pretty strange for him. One, Marcus Clark not to come down with the interception. And two,
Marcus Clark, yeah.
for the receiver who is face down to eventually flip over like a pancake. And, the ball is there.
It is there. But Marcus Clark was in a perfect position. He had played the defense. The defense it was called worked. And he was in position to make the play. And it cost 7 points. It cost you the football game. And then there was other dropped interceptions that tell me that if a guy's on defense and he's got the ball in his hands or he can make a play on it, the right defense is called, the right coverage is in place, but you got to make the play.
Well,
and Miami didn't make the play.
What you're saying is they are wildly inconsistent.
Wildly inconsistent.
There are players that are like that, and there are teams that are like that. And when you're inconsistent, you end up in this situation because we all like to play the what-if game. You know, you catch the ball in the end zone against Michigan State. You get an interception against Virginia. You are 4-1 instead of 2-3.
Well, by the way, there was a drop or two still going on there.
Yeah.
Let's settle in on the word inconsistent, but I know this. You drove the field with 5:30 to go, drained the clock, and you're in a position to win the football game, and you weren't ahead 1 point the whole night.
Yeah, you had a chance.
So you got to walk off with that one. I mean,
you got to walk off. It's got to be a walk off winner. It's a walk off winner.
But Joe, your kicker's got to make that.
No, I agree.
He's on scholarship.
He's made from 55. Coach Coker told me a long time ago, one time we were in his office there, he said, you know, the kicker's on scholarship too.
That's right. They stake.
Make it.
That's our line. They're the stake line.
You got to make it. Up next is North Carolina. We'll watch them this week. They'll play Florida State. We'll talk about that with Wes Durham in a minute. Their quarterback, Sam Howell, by the way, has been sacked 22 times. best player in the league right now is Kenny Pickett. He's completing 72% of his passes. Under the Mark Whipple offense, Pickett's 72% completion percentage, 19 touchdown passes, and he's thrown for 1,700 yards. He's averages 374 yards of total offense a game. At any rate, that's a quick overview of the league. We'll talk more about that as we continue on the show. Let me talk to you for a moment about Williamson Buick GMC. And a short time ago, they announced a limited time vehicle buyback program. It's been going on for a little while now. Here's how it works. You bring in your pre-owned vehicle, they'll buy you out of your current Ally or GM financial lease contingent of current equity and dealer's final appraisal. And right now, you'll get the best trade value the automotive industry has seen in years. A lot of things going on in the automotive industry, but for sure, if you go to Williamson Buick GMC, they will get you the best trade value you have seen in years. Not only that, you're going to avoid lease end penalties like excess mileage fees and wear and tear. You don't want to miss this exciting opportunity. Schedule your appraisal today. Visit their state-of-the-art facility, easy to find, located US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto Expressway. Williamson Buick GMC is your premier luxury dealership. Williamson is Miami.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.